our results were rather striking. People have looked at this previously, asked the same question previously, how much darker has the Arctic gotten? But due to the shortness of the observational record and other nuances, they've relied on computer models of the climate system and at least part of their analyses. Our findings were about 2 to 3 times larger than expectations based on these previous studies.
Is it past a point now where the loss of sea ice and the darkening Arctic is contributing to warmer sea temperatures and more absorption of the sunlight, and it's just kind of feeding back on itself and continuing with the process?
It's absolutely contributing. The loss of the sea ice cover is absolutely contributing to warmer temperatures. So a finding of our study was an estimate of exactly how much extra energy is being absorbed in the Arctic as a result of this. And what we found is that the Arctic has darkened enough that it's absorbed so much extra solar energy. If you take it and you spread it over the entire Earth, just spread it all out, we found that it's 25% as large as the heating that's been caused by the direct effects of increasing carbon dioxide during the same period. So this implies that sea ice retreat has been an important player in the global warming that we've observed during recent decades. In terms of whether it's a runaway feedback effect, whether it would just keep on, the ice would just keep on retreating, it's important to think about other feedbacks that are also present in the climate system. There are quite a few, some more important than others, and some of these feedbacks in the climate system act to break any such runaway effects, to stabilize the system. It's still a question in the scientific community that's still being discussed whether the sea ice loss would cause a runaway feedback and whether it has already. This is a topic I've actually worked on quite a bit myself. Based on my results, and I think increasingly based on other results in the field, in my assessment, the evidence right now points to the idea that we wouldn't have a runaway feedback, that other effects in the climate system would be enough to stop this from actually running away. And basically then the result of this ice albedo effect, as it's called, the fact that when you lose the ice, you do absorb more energy, would just make the sea ice loss more sensitive to climate change. So basically it makes more sea ice loss than you'd have if that process weren't in play, but not enough to actually trigger a runaway effect.
How much of a factor is cloud cover in the Arctic?
It's a good question. People have discussed in the past how a change in the cloud cover in the Arctic could, to some extent, compensate for a change in reflectiveness associated with the loss of sea ice. The idea is that you take some white sea ice and you melt it back and expose a dark open ocean, but that dark open ocean causes more evaporation of water into the atmosphere and ultimately leads to more white clouds in the atmosphere above. And when you look from space, it might look about as white without sea ice as it did with sea ice. You could get some sort of a compensation in terms of the clouds. We looked into that idea in this study, and we did not find any evidence for it. And in particular, we found that if you assume that the cloud cover doesn't change at all, you get about the same answer as what the observations show. So the implication of this is that changes in cloud cover do not look like they're playing a major role in the reflectiveness of the Arctic.